Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Ted Pike, and Ted has been leading the battle to try to get certain laws prevented, the so-called hate crime laws. And there is one law that has passed both the House and the Senate. It's a hate crime law. Fortunately, in the Senate version of it, why they put in a provision that would lessen tremendously the impact of the hate crime laws. And basically, they're there to restrict freedom of speech, and then supposedly if somebody went out and committed an act of violence, and they could claim, well, it was because of what you said that inspired them to do that, why, then you suddenly become a criminal because you said something that influenced somebody else. Well, a lot of this is taken out in the so-called Brownback Amendment. So basically the two versions, the House and the Senate versions of the hate crime bill, are going to have to work out in conference committee. Now, this has been, the only way they got this thing through was to put it on an amendment on the defense appropriations bill. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gotten through, but it is really part of the defense appropriations bill. One hope is that when the bill legislation goes through the conference committee, it'll be toned down dramatically. The other hope is that President Obama will veto the defense appropriations bill because there's so much pork in it, and he said he would veto it if they put in all these things. I mean, certainly there are certain things the military's asked for, but because military spending is good for certain local districts, why, they patted the bill and tried to provide a lot more in the way, say, of certain fighter planes and other military equipment than the military wants. And hopefully President Obama, when the legislation finally gets to his desk, will veto it. But Ted led the fight against that legislation. However, there are other pieces of legislation that are being pushed today, and I'm going to let him tell you about them. And, of course, what we need to do is let our elected representatives know that they're going to be held responsible if they support this sort of legislation, which is really an attack on the First Amendment, the attack on freedom of speech, and nobody supports hate or certainly efforts to say that something like homosexuality or pedophilia are wrong. But, I mean, nobody wants to attack homosexuals just because they're homosexuals, but to say that homosexuality is wrong should not be a crime because, of course, the Bible says it's wrong. And, of course, the original hate bill was known as the Pedophilia Protection Act. Well, I'm going to let Ted bring this whole thing up, and you go from there.
Well, thank you so much, Doctor. Yes.
Are you correct if anything I said was wrong?
No, that's perfectly correct. The hate bill is moving forward as a rider into conference committee in the next few weeks. Actually, there are indications that there still could be a real tussle between the members of Congress and the president over the F-35 engines. In fact, the conference committee has been delayed a couple of weeks because they want to do a special study on the possibility that these extra engines are vitally needed. So Americans who love freedom should continue to pray that the president will veto the big federal hate bill that passed in July through the House and the Senate. But the problem is we have no less than four more hate crimes bills which are moving through the House Judiciary Committee. In fact, yesterday the first hearing was held on ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. And ENDA is basically the Anti-Defamation League's workplace hate crimes law. ADL of course, is very, very much the architect of this kind of legislation. It has boasted of creating the whole idea of hate crimes legislation and persuaded 45 states to enact its hate laws. And also, it has boasted that it's behind this big federal hate crimes bill. And just yesterday, Enda put out a statement of appreciation and encouragement to the passage of Enda. Now, what Enda will do is it will force any employer in the United States with more than 15 employees to hire homosexuals or any kind of sexual deviant under the category of sexual orientation, to hire homosexuals, and if he refuses to hire them because they are homosexuals, he can be under indictment as a federal hate criminal. Similarly, Enda says that if you do have a homosexual employee and you fire him for some reason having to do with his sexual orientation, again, you are facing up to 1 year in prison and huge fines. And there's more to Enda that is very disturbing. We can continue that as we go on.
Well, I think that basically the Anti-Defamation League, hiding behind the fact that they claim that they're a Jewish organization, is really intent upon destroying the Constitution. And, of course, I'm old enough to have talked to people like Dan Smoot, who in 1960 wrote a book called The Invisible Government. And he talks about how, of course, the ADA was really simply a front organization for the Council on Foreign Relations, but its major purpose was to destroy the Constitution. It went after Dan Smoot back in the 1960s because he wanted to support the Constitution and limit the power of government. I talked to Norman Dodd before he died. He told me, of course, he headed the congressional investigation of the great tax-exempt foundations that were funding organizations like ADA. And he told me that they threatened him and told they were going to kill him. Why? Because he was trying to defend the Constitution and our way of life, and these people wanted to change it. Well, nothing's changed. We're 50 years later. The Constitution is under attack, but it is still the law of our land. The ADA is a subversive organization posing as Jewish, hiding behind it. Many people there are Jewish. But these people have no loyalty to our nation. Most Jews are loyal to America because we've given them great opportunity to advance and they've prospered here. But the ADA is doing everything they can to create racial hatred, basically, of Jews by what they do and because of their attack on our way of life. So I think it's important for people to understand how this works. We have a constitution. It's the law of our land. The ADA is a subversive organization that is directing this hate legislation through Congress. We'll be back in just a moment with Ted Pike right here at the American Freedom Network.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
You're on the jury. The defendant is a doctor accused of mercy killing. The judge's instruction, you must find the doctor guilty if you find he caused the patient's death. Do you? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837, Citizen Power.
The judge tells the jury that it must obey the law. It does, but the jury is the law. In point of historical fact, the charging of the jury is nothing more than jury tampering by the state. The jury may decide the defendant's guilt by any standard, even that it dislikes the law. That's how the Founding Fathers wanted it. In the United States, the jury has the final word, and there's nothing the court can do.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ted Pike. Ted, you pick up the story because you know it better than I do.
Yes, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, which I mentioned again, had its first hearings yesterday in the House Judiciary Committee. It also is very destructive of morality, Christian morality in the workplace. Will force Christian organizations, Christian churches, to hire homosexuals in non-spiritual positions. This means that the church can still hire its pastor, maybe its Sunday school director, its choir leader, a few people according to its own standards of so-called discrimination. It can discriminate against atheists, homosexuals, Muslims, and so on, as far as hiring its spiritual staff, but it must hire homosexuals in non-spiritual positions, such as administrators, bookkeepers, secretaries, even janitors, as well as teachers in public, in the private schools or in summer camps and things like that that are sponsored by the church. This is, of course, is outrageous. And speaking of education, the Employment Non-Discrimination Act says that if a man who's an employee by this church decides he wants to become a woman, and even if he doesn't have surgery to that effect or taken hormonal pills to that effect, nevertheless, if he wants to become a woman, he can declare himself to his employer to be transitioning to womanhood, and that employer is required under federal law to allow him to enter into women's bathrooms, women's and girls' showers and lockers, if it's a PE facility or a summer camp, and there is absolutely nothing those women can do about it. And this is an absolute perversion, absolutely shocking, but it's part of this ADL program of breaking down Christian morality, Christian values, and so on. And going, this is an especially insidious legislation going right into the very interior of our Christian evangelical organizations, our Christian schools and Christian colleges, absolutely, potentially creating havoc and moral chaos as a result of federal enforcement.
But Ted, that's exactly what it's about. There is a conspiracy against God. This is an effort to break down the basically the structure of our society and create moral anarchy. And these people are well-financed. Of course, they have the protection of the great tax-exempt foundations and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness that is working actually to destroy the Christian foundation of our country. And when you understand that, all of this makes sense. Otherwise, you scratch your head and say, this is madness. It's not madness. It's truly diabolical, to the point where people end up being totally confused and saying, I mean, how could they pass laws like this? Why, very simply, we have some of the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. that money could buy.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the second bill, which is also moving forward, just in fact this week, I was told by the House Judiciary Committee that they will be holding hearings, is the Megan Meyer Cyberbullying Prevention Act. That's H.R. 1966. And this, again, is very dangerous ADL legislation. ADL, in fact, for the past couple of years, has been dramatizing very loudly that we have a big problem, what they call cyberbullying in public schools. Young people are victims of online and chat room and text messages, which are bullying them, making them feel insecure or afraid, whatever. What ADL really wants to do is get control of the Internet and of the electronic media. It wants to say that it is a perfect organization, being a venerable civil rights organization, to monitor the Internet, monitor the content of the Internet, so that these very invasive and threatening messages do not go back and forth to our young people. And the cyberbullying bill says that if any person even intends to cause substantial emotional distress to anyone, including a homosexual or a homosexual student, then that person will become a federal hate criminal. And what this means, this incredible legislation means, is that that homosexual doesn't even need to be intimidated. All that really matters is that you intended that he be substantially and emotionally distressed, perhaps by your criticisms of his homosexual lifestyle. Now, this is pure thought crime legislation.
I got a letter email yesterday that called me an idiot and stupid, and I mean, how could I possibly get on the radio and say all the things I do? And the only reason this fellow listens to me is because all the other programs are worse, but my program is so stupid. And would that be considered a hate crime? Could I go after him under this legislation? Because
absolutely not. It would not be considered a hate crime because you are not a member of this of a federally protected group. Now, all of this ADL hate law, various laws, including the federal hate crimes law, which is passed by the House and the Senate, they are very careful to make it clear that only members of federally protected groups which have been victims of white, Christian, male, straight, heterosexual victimization over the centuries will be entitled to the benefits of all of these hate crimes bills. In fact, back in July, Attorney General Eric Holder testified in the House Senate Judiciary Committee that Christians, ministers, soldiers, etc., the majority of Americans would find no protection against violent hate crimes or any kind of hate crimes on the local level under these hate bills, because these hate laws, he said, are basically payback for centuries of persecution which the majority has visited on groups such as blacks, Indians, women, homosexuals, etc. So what all of these bills are is a blatant violation of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which forbids government to show special favor or protection to particular groups above the rest. You know, this cyberbullying bill is also unique in that it's very similar to the Internet hate law up in Canada. Section 13.1 of the federal law in Canada says that if anyone makes statements on the Internet even likely to cause distress or hatred or contempt against these federally protected minorities, then that is a hate crime with a bottom of about $5,000.
Hold that thought, Ted. We do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Rick. Rick from Colorado. You know, we've got some things that are going on here. You were talking about cyberbullying and all this sort of thing. We've got laws here in Colorado, and we're not unusual, where if you have a kid that says, you know, to a well-endowed girl, nice chest, she can go and have that kid arrested. He ends up on the sexual offender list, and I do mean this actually happens. I've talked to a number of people. It has gotten to the point where, like I said, that's brutish behavior, but should you end up being branded a sexual offender, that doesn't go away. You know, we are destroying our own, we're destroying our kids, we're destroying our future, we're destroying our access to free information. This amazes me that nobody will stand up and say anything.
Yes, in Colorado, you know, you have, I believe it's SB 200, which was put into law last year by Governor Ritter, which does say that if any business in Colorado involves itself in promoting literature or printing literature critical of homosexuality, that becomes a violation of state law, a hate crime. And speaking of states which are going this way, your state, Dr. Monteith, is very much in the forefront of creating laws which are outlawing criticism of homosexuality, especially in the public schools. Last January, Governor Schwarzenegger put into motion SB 777, which makes it an offense for any administrator or teacher or student in the California public school system to criticize homosexuality publicly. And so what's happening is we have not only this push toward these five federal hate crimes laws, but the Anti-Defamation League is very active at all levels, going right down to the local level, and certainly this requirement in the Alameda school system in California that the children as young as kindergarten be subject to a pro-homosexual educational program and curriculum, and the parents can't have any say, any objections in it, is all part of this massive program by ADL at all levels to indoctrinate homosexuality in the American public.
Before we let him go, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
I just wanted to extend it just beyond just the also the homosexual agenda, but where these kids, and I think it relates, where it's the only thing that will follow you from juvenile on into adulthood, where kids can do stupid things, as stupid as mooning each other, and be a sexual offender and basically ruin their lives, where you can't get jobs, you can't do anything. It's the same thing where if you're branded anti-homosexual, you know, your next position is not going to happen.
Sure, well,
anyway,
you have to understand we live in a world gone mad, but it's really because this is a spiritual battle and nobody wants to talk about it, and there really are Luciferian organizations and forces working to destroy the moral fabric of our society. Anything else you want to say? Hey, look, thanks very much for your call. Go ahead, Ted.
Yes, and certainly talking about Luciferian organizations, I believe that ADL truly is the synagogue of Satan, as the Lord described these false Jews in the book of Revelation. Ever since 1985, in a very overt way, through their No Place for Hate program, their World of Difference programs, now their cyberbullying programs, they are intruding down in literally to local municipalities, governments, schools, where it should be strictly out of the limits of the federal government. But all of these hate laws are basically dedicated to overthrowing not only the 14th Amendment, but also the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, which tells the government to stay out of the local states' rights in police enforcement, education, etc. But what we're seeing is a tremendous federalization of these areas of local control and administration, with the intrusion of these very, very discriminatory federal hate laws. Now, there's a third hate bill now moving through the House Judiciary Committee. It's called the Safe Schools Improvement Act of 2009, and that is H.R. 2262. That's 2262. And this ADL bill outlaws criticism of homosexuality in public schools, especially if such criticism, quote-unquote, adversely affects the ability of gay students to be involved in certain activities or programs. That means that if your speech and what they call your persistent or persuasive criticism of homosexuality causes some gay student to feel bad about himself, maybe he actually feels conviction of sin for his sodomy and he doesn't go to some school function, they say if it causes any student to drop out of a school function or not attend, then that student has a federal case against the person, the student, the teacher, the administrator, who has been arguing persistently or persuasively against homosexuality. And, of course, there will be huge fines, possibly going beyond that, if there's contempt of court and repeating of the behavior, what this means is that if a student, if an eighth grader in public school persistently or persuasively argues against sodomy in his classroom or out in the schoolyard, that child can become a federal hate criminal under the Safe Schools Improvement Act of 2009.
We live in a world gone mad, and of course the tragedy is that there is a conspiracy against homosexuals. They are being allowed to die from the AIDS epidemic. These people who keep saying they care about them, they care about black. You heard our program yesterday about black teens died, but they have the same thing for homosexuals. They're intentionally killing them.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly. So parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Ted Pike. And Ted, I want you to get out your website, I want you to get out your phone number or whatever you'd like to put out, and then I'd like you to tell our listeners what you want them to do as far as contacting their elected representatives.
Maybe I could just very quickly mention the fourth bill so people will have a complete package of the five federal hate bills that are now moving in. Then I'll give my contact information and phone numbers. The number four, a big federal hate bill now moving through the House Judiciary, is the National Hate Crimes Hotline Act of 2009. That's H.R. 2684, and this, again, is a thinly disguised attempt by ADL to control a federal hate crimes hotline, a national website, an information center, and hate crimes database in Washington, D.C. It will authorize even more training and education to local law enforcement than ADL already massively provides. The ADL, of course, is an adjunct to a religious organization, B'nai B'rith International, and yet it has powers and authority from the federal government in Washington to instruct all federal officials, including U.S. Justice Department, FBI, local law enforcement, clear down to the local precinct, on all of its twisted definitions of hate and hate crimes and bias, as well as statistics gathering and prosecution and all of those kinds of things. And yet this bill will give ADL even more ability to train and educate law enforcement against Christian values and homophobia, anti-Semitism, and all of those kinds of things. And this bill says that basically ADL will be put in a position as a non-governmental organization, probably along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, to begin the establishment of a hate crimes command center, Gestapo, hate crimes bureaucracy in Washington, D.C. So these five bills, the one going to President Obama now and these other four moving through the judiciary, basically constitute a working hate crimes bureaucracy in America, percolating clear down to kindergarten level, all aspects of the government, FBI, justice system. They'll all be joined into it. And what I believe is very short-sighted now is that the Christian religious leaders of the political conservative right are emphasizing the health care program, the abuses, and certainly they are very great of the socialized medicine plan of the Obama administration. But unfortunately, they are not bringing the public to the attention of these, especially these four Orwellian bills that are now coming through the House Judiciary. And with that in mind, we'll continue now with the contact information. It's very important this morning that people begin to besiege, to avalanche, especially the House Judiciary Committee with protests against all four of these hate bills. And the toll-free number to all members of the House Judiciary Committee and to your members of the Congress is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number to the House Judiciary Committees, 877-851-6437. And there's a backup toll number, which is 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Now, number one, people have to call their two senators from their state plus your member of the House. And if you don't know that, all you have to do is call one of these numbers I've just given to you and say, tell me who my senators are and my House member, and gladly the operator will ask you for your zip code and send you to their offices. And also, if you want to do more to save freedom this week, come to truthtellers.org, which is our website, and we have the names there of all of these crucial members of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the House Judiciary Committee, which will be considering all of these bills in the next few weeks and can either hold them back or move them forward. And so with that in mind, here's the message which I would suggest that you give not only to your members of Congress but to the members of the Judiciary Committees. I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crimes legislation. Again, that message to your members of the House and Senate. I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator or congressman who votes for hate and bias crimes legislation. Now, it's now or never that we have to let these Democrats know that they're going to pay a bloody price, especially in the upcoming midterm elections next fall, if they continue to ram down this Orwellian freedom-destroying legislation on America. We've got to let them know we are not going to stand for them making America into a hate crimes bureaucracy like Canada.
Well, I certainly I think it's vitally important that people do understand what's going on. And there is so much taking place today, and you don't quite know where to go, but you that's why I've asked Ted to come on to direct people to understand that this legislation is simply an effort to destroy the fabric of our Constitution, to massively expand federal legislation so that anybody can become a federal criminal. It all has to do with everything being controlled from Washington, D.C., and as Thomas Jefferson said, you know, if that happens, we will have a government as venal as the one we just recently separated from. And so our founding fathers feared the centralization of power. They knew it would be used for evil purposes. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there is organized evil in Washington, D.C. today.
Yes. Now, if people, some of you haven't had your pen and paper handy, just come to truthtellers.org on the Internet. I do have a very important three-page article which details exactly how all four of these new hate crimes bills will take away our freedom. We have many, many articles there all about hate crimes laws, the abuses of hate crimes legislation, the twisted definitions and theory, and so on. In fact, our Truth Tellers website is the world's preeminent educational resource center on the problem of hate crimes legislation. What we have to realize is the idea of hate crimes legislation is not going to go away. It is the wave of the future. In fact, almost all nations now of the Western industrialized world, Canada, Sweden, England, Germany, Australia, they're all submitting themselves to these hate crimes laws, which are promoted by ADL International. And it's coming here to America. If you look at what happened to Canada since 1971 when ADL introduced their law there, you will see that hate laws only go in one direction, and that is to an end of free speech. And what we've seen here in the United States is that all spring the ADL has been arguing, saying we need a big federal hate crimes law because there's an epidemic of hate in America and homosexuals being persecuted. It's a lie. There is no need for that kind of legislation.
Hold that thought, Ted. We'll be back. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You may not be the biggest farmer or rancher in the country, but that doesn't mean you have to skimp on equipment. For more than 60 years, Tarter Farm and Ranch Equipment's been used, trusted, and built by pros. From gates, panels, and stock tanks to three-point equipment and feeders, Tarter works as hard as you do. Which is just one of the reasons we are the official provider of equine and livestock management equipment for the World Equestrian Games. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit TarterGates.com. Tarter, working harder since 1945.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
We'll be right back.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Ted Pike. Our telephone number, if you have a question, 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Ted.
Yes. We're really reaching a crisis point in this country. We're almost on the crest of the history of our republic, and the way only way now is downward, down the slippery slopes, into a hate crime alternative justice system here in America, unless the people rise up and speak out as they never have before. I know many people are probably discouraged because we did lose the fight against passage of the hate bill in the House and the Senate. It still has not been signed by the president. It still has not become law. But we are encouragingly we're seeing a massive upheaval of protest in the town halls this summer, overflowing into the big march on Washington the last week or so. But it's very important that we do more than just protest the health care reform package. We need to realize that that even if we went into a socialist medicine system, it's still not as bad as losing our First Amendment rights and our Tenth Amendment rights, our 14th Amendment rights. This legislation, all of these bills, all of the five bills we've talked about this morning, are dedicated to stripping us of our basic freedoms, and the most important is our loss of our First Amendment privileges. If this federal hate bill, the big one now going before Obama, becomes the law of the land, very soon we will begin to see indictments made unto it, and the cases will be brought before the federal judges, the very liberal and corrupted judges, all the way through the judicial system, and predictably they will adjudicate from the bench. They will make law from the bench, which will broaden out the federal law to not just protect homosexuals from violent physical hate crimes, but also protect them from what is called verbal violence, those cutting words which demean and diminish homosexuals. You know, that kind of language that comes out of Leviticus and comes out of Romans. All of that now in Canada is considered hate speech. If this broadcast, or even a 5 minutes of this broadcast, 1 minute of this broadcast had been aired on Canadian television or radio, Dr. Monteith and I and this radio network would be served a federal warrant as hate criminals. American Freedom Network would lose its broadcast license. I would be facing $5,000 initial fine. So would Dr. Monteith. He would be thrown off of the air. These are the realities. In our northern neighbor, and if we want to know where the federal hate crimes, these laws are taking us now, we only have to look at what happened in Canada.
Well, now, was there something that happened in Canada not too long ago that where somebody said that some of this legislation in Canada was against their constitution? What's that all about?
Absolutely. Now, in Canada, you see, you have a dual justice system. You have what's called the hate crimes tribunal system on one hand. This all came in 1971. The hate crimes tribunal system, which consists of a hearings officer, a single hearings officer who hears cases where groups such as homosexuals claim that they have been the victim of criticism. And up there, all you have to do to become a hate criminal is criticize homosexuality. If you say over the airwaves that homosexuals have a higher rate of AIDS than the rest of the population, that is a hate crime in Canada. You're holding them up as a diseased minority. Regardless of the facts, that is a hate crime in Canada. And the homosexuals will report you to the police. The police will then drag you before the hate crimes hearings officer, and he will make a judgment, and the only criteria is whether or not the feelings of members of a protected minority have been hurt. The truth doesn't matter at all. It's not even admitted in evidence in hate crimes tribunals in Canada. And so up there you have a succession of hate crimes tribunal going clear up to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, the top tribunal, and just a couple of weeks ago the main hearings officer in that system, who has, in fact, for the last 15 years or so, delivered consistently unjust and harsh judgments against those who speak out exercising their free speech in Canada, His name is Athenios Hodgian, and he really upset the whole hate crimes system in Canada by declaring that this law, which he had harshly fined people for violating the Section 13, which makes it a hate crimes to criticize homosexuals on the Internet, he finally reversed his position of decades. He reversed his position and declared that now he was determined that the federal hate crimes law cannot be enforced according to the Canadian Constitution. And, of course, this created a great hubbub in Canada. And these Jewish organizations, ADL, B'nai B'rith International, all of them were in an outcry against Hagian for rebelling against them. But he is the top authority there in the tribunal system, and now the case will be going to before the Supreme Court of Canada, who can give a final decision. So this did not actually reverse or overthrow the hate crimes law of Canada, but it really, really shook it up. And actually, Hagian's decision was in response to a growing concern among intellectuals, writers, people in the media in Canada that this hate crime system has gone far astray and become very repressive and actually ought to be repealed.
Well, it certainly should be, and what we need to do is get the American people to understand that we're headed the same direction. But behind this is an orchestrated effort on the part of the ADL, which is a subversive organization, to destroy the very fabric of our Constitution, which is the bulwark of our freedom. Well, Ted, I want to thank you so much for what you do. Let's one more time get the telephone number out for people to call.
Yes, the toll-free number to your members of the House and the Senate is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. And the toll number is 202-225-3121. And here's the message I'd like you to give to your members of Congress. I am angry that the Democrats are moving forward even more freedom-stealing hate crimes bills. I will vote against the senator and congressman who votes for hate and bias crimes legislation.
Ted, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us again this morning. Bye-bye.
You've heard of it, the hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of Hair of the Dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order Hair of the Dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
This is George Flynn of selfdefenseguns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit selfdefenseguns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Ted Pike, I hope you will agree with him, and we will call your congressmen and your senators and let them know how unhappy you are at what they're doing about our Constitution. And then you need to learn the Constitution. You need to set up a program in your community, in your home, in your church, from the Institute of the Constitution. As you know, we have Pastor David Whitney with us every month talking about that, reiterating over and over again that if the American people don't understand and support the Constitution, which is the only reason this country is different than any other nation in the world, then we're going to lose our freedom, and we're well on the way to doing it. Are you concerned? Are you willing to take the time to become involved in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization? You remember, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon. You need to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission. And then, of course, you, Sydney, right now you need to get the information on the swine flu non-problem epidemic. We have a great new 4-CD set on swine flu. You need to understand the epidemic will be over by the time the vaccine is here. The greatest propaganda coordinated effort I've ever seen to try to get us to take this vaccine, and we've just got to say no way. Then they are worried. Let me tell you, I'm getting things all the time. I'm a physician, and we're getting things all the time saying, why, healthcare workers don't want to take this vaccine. Here's how to convince them. Here are all the talking points. We've got to put on these programs and convince people it's essential that they take the vaccine. And of course, it isn't essential to take the vaccine. It's a mild disease. The vaccine has potential hazards to it. It contains mercury that'll poison your brain and will increase autism in the young and dementia in the elderly. And they know it, and they're destroying our people. And we've got to say no. And right now is an opportunity to reach people. You need to get the information. I knew 4-CD set on vaccine update 2009, our 4-CD set on the swine flu vaccine, our DVD on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda and vaccines and brain development. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You've got to get the information. You've got to help us get it out. You've got to learn how to talk about these things and help us alarm the people. And I will tell you, people are up in arms all across America. I did 2 hours on the Alex Jones program yesterday. Calls. People are concerned, and they ought to be. And healthcare workers don't want to take the vaccine, and justifiably so. Please remember, we're having our all-day conference on the 25th of October. We do hope that many of you out there can make it. We're getting an excellent response. You need a reservation. Today is the last day you can get the special rate at the, at least, hotel where we reserved a block of rooms. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you need to go there. You need to pull down the articles. I've written some articles in the past on vaccines. Go to Dr. Russell Blaylock's newsletter and get his information on the swine flu vaccine, or get it off the Internet. This is totally unnecessary. They're poisoning our children. They're poisoning our elderly. They hate humanity. It is part of a long-range plan to destroy this nation. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Our protection.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's...